Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It's another day, another week that the Lord has kept us and kept us with our minds stayed on him and kept us in seeing and unseen danger. I tell you, it's a lot of danger in the land today. But in the midst of all the chaos and all the confusion, my God is an awesome God. He's still worthy to be praised. As my mom was saying, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise you this day. For this is the day you have made, and in it we shall rejoice. We just thank you, oh God, for keeping us another week, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for our families. We thank you, oh God, for those that are around us, oh God, that don't know you and upon their sins, we pray that you will minister to them on today, that you will speak to their hearts and speak to their minds, oh God. There's so much in the land, oh God. Many have walked away and turned away from the faith, God, but we thank you for the word of life on today because there is life in the word of God. I pray that you'll think through my mind, speak through my lips of clay on today, and we pray for the listeners on today that you will unstop their ears, oh God, from the hands of the enemy that wants to kill, steal, and destroy their lives in this last day. And we pray in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for the word of God because everything is going down but your word on today. And we just thank you in Jesus' name. And the devil is defeated. God is exalted. The Holy Spirit is still present in the earth today. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. Oh, yes, he is. Hallelujah. We know that Jesus Christ is still Lord, y'all. I mean, he's still saving. He's still healing. He's still delivering. He's still setting free in this last day. Oh, God, because if his power and his anointing wasn't still in the earth today, wouldn't nobody be saved? You couldn't be saved without the presence of the Lord. You couldn't do anything without the presence of the Lord. The presence of the Lord is still here in the earth today to save, to set free, and deliver you on today. We thank God for that. We thank God because we realize, like I said earlier, that the word of God is the only thing going to stand. Everything else is going down, and it's going down fast. We can look around today, and we see so much that the violence is filling the land even the more. Oh, God, and the love of many are waxing cold. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. We saw so much this week. I tell you, from one week to another week, God has still yet kept us. And here, we here at the Ready Church is trying to minister life to you before time runs out. Oh, yes, there's going to come a day and a time that everything's going to cease, but the word of God will stand. He said heaven and earth going to pass away, but his word, not one jot and one tittle of his word, shall pass away on today. And I thank God for knowing that on today. And like I said, you know, so much going on. Let me slow it down. So much is going on. We're seeing so much destruction in the land, you know. We need to pray and seek God like never before, you know. And we've been talking about, you know, the devil using religion, and we know he's using that to try to destroy people and take their hearts and minds away from truth in this last hour. But today we're still going to be on that we're going to be along the lines of that today. We're going to talk about demons and devils, because that's what's killing, stealing, and destroying in this land. Oh, yes, the enemy hates you. We read it last week. John 10:10 says that the enemy comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy your life. That don't sound like nobody that love you. That sounds like somebody that hates you. They want to destroy your life. But God said he come to give us life, and that life more abundantly on today. You can have abundant life in Christ. I'm going to ask my son to read for me. We're going to start at Matthew. No, we're going to start at Mark. Mark chapter 4 and start at verse 35. We're going to talk about Jesus, you know, calming the storm, because we know that. Lord have mercy. I was telling my son today, I said, when I was reading that chapter, which is in Mark, you know, the word just confirms the word. It's the same readings in Mark and Matthew and Luke, talking about the storm. But I was just thinking, you know, that there's so much going on and so much you want to talk about, because we've seen so much this week. I'm telling you, it was so disturbing. Now, there is demons are real. The devil is real. We were talking about yesterday a young lady we saw that I think she's 20 years old and had a relationship, a friendship with her friend that they've been friends for, I guess, for probably most of their lives. And but the devil can come in so quick, you know, and he can, you know, try to destroy your life. This young lady, I guess they were arguing about something. Somebody broke the glass out of the car or something, and the other young lady was, I guess, trying to defend herself, saying that she didn't do it, but they were friends. They supposed to be friends. I'm telling you how the enemy does now. And the young lady jumped on top of the hood of the car. And Lord have mercy, you know, the devil comes in so quick. He comes in like a flood. He don't show you the ending, you know, of the situation that you may be getting yourself into. The young lady jumped on top of the car. And Lord have mercy. The other young lady knocked her off the car and ran over and then turned around and came back and ran over that child's head. Oh, my God. What times we're living in. I mean, and just looking at that, I tell you, it's a praying time. It's a praying time. Love a many, waxing cold. I mean, you're supposed to love your neighbor as yourself. Oh, my God. Would you ever lay it out and wanted somebody to do that to you? I can't imagine that mother this morning. We are lifting her up in the name of Jesus. We pray for that young lady's mother. Oh, my God. Can't imagine. And then the young lady turned around and ran over her again. And people standing around, filming and, you know, just standing around. Nobody getting involved today. You know, the love of many. Waxing cold. It's the devil. It's the demon inside of people. that's just taking over. You need to let Christ in your life. He wants to sup with you. He wants to come in and live in your heart today. As small as your heart is, we have a big, awesome God that can live in your heart from now until eternity. I'm telling you, it's a sad time. And just thinking, and I was talking to my other daughter the other day, and she was saying she had ran over a possum. And, oh, my gosh, she just got so upset about running over the possum. Oh, she was just so upset. Now, this is an animal. You know what I'm saying? She was upset about that. And that young lady, oh, my God, this is a human being. I mean, people cares nothing about your life. Human life means nothing today. Oh, my God, we're living on an evil day like never before. Oh, my God, my God. We need to cry loud and spare not and lift up our voices like a trumpet, you know, about all the sin that we see in the land today. Oh, my God. And then we were, me and my son was looking at another, you know, like when Emmett Till, that's his name, Emmett Till. In 1954, was 1955, they said. Racism is still real, y'all. I mean, that was in 1955, and we're living in 2023. And that same demon, that same devil is still in the land today. The devil is real, y'all. He's killing, he's stealing, and he's destroying people's lives. Young man went to work, I think, in Mississippi. And he went down there, and he called his mom to let him know that, I guess, the young man that he rode with, some conflict or something came about, and he feared for his life. You know, he called his mother, and he told her, there's five white men that's following me. And if anything happened to me, they are the reason why. I'm telling you, the evil in the land today, they hated that young man's head, and they severed his body parts here and there. Oh, my God, we're living that same thing. The Bible said there's nothing new under the sun. The same spirit is still in the land, y'all. We got to pray like never before. You want to say anything about that before we get into the word?
Well, no, it's a sad time. I don't know the ins and outs of the story. I haven't said it in detail to the par to for the discussion is to that extent. But the young man was there for work. He wasn't from that particular part of Mississippi, and he was going to ask to the police precinct and asking per his mother's advice. Since you're having an issue, you're in a town, you're in a place where you don't know anyone. Your family's not there. So you can go to the police station. That's the best I can tell you for now, is to go there and see if they can help you. And they turned him away. He was asking, could he stay? It wasn't going to be long. It probably was like the next day or something, just for some hours. And they told him, no, he was turned away. So he had brought it to the attention of the police, so they turned him away. Now, his mother was going to schedule someone to come pick him up, but they didn't get to, do that. Before he went missing and wasn't responding, because he was put in that situation wherein someone was harming him and taking his life. So
what we're here saying, that the devil is real, y'all, and he's at work. He's everything getting set up for the Antichrist. The spirit A murder is in the land. Violence fill the land. The Bible said violence fill the land. And could you read right quick Genesis chapter 6 and verse 5, I think. We want to go there for a minute. Violence fill in the land. It's a sad time. It's a praying time. I don't know if you can feel it. I feel it in the atmosphere. You can see it. You know, everything has been turned upside down, inside out. Right is wrong and wrong is right. The word of God is being fulfilled. Oh, my God. We're living in a wicked, evil day like never before.
And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thought of his heart was only evil continually.
Evil. Continuously. Every day we hear of something, you know, bad. I mean, it's just killing and stealing and just destroying people's lives. That's the goal of the enemy. The enemy do not love you. Satan hates you. The word of God already told us that his motive is to kill, to steal, and destroy your life. And if you know somebody coming to kill, steal, and destroy you, are you going to allow that? Are you going to wait? It's time is winding up. Jesus soon to come. Shake yourself. Awake yourself out of your slumber, out of your sleep. Jesus is soon to return. Violence fills the land. So many gross things like, I mean, worse now than ever. Sin has always been in the land, but I'm telling you, violence is getting worse and worse. The Bible says as we get closer to the end time, it's going to get worse and worse. I know people say, oh, you know, we're going to have peace. Let us all come together and we're going to have peace. The Bible says there will be no peace until the Prince of Peace returns. Right now, he's separating the right from the wrong, the wheat from the tares. Oh, my God. My Lord's getting us ready for that great day. Who shall be able to stand? Who's going to change, you know, change your wicked ways? You got it. How are you going to do right with a do wrong mind? It starts with our mind. The devil is real. He's killing, he's stealing, and he's destroying people's lives. Oh, my God. We're going to talk today about the devil. Yeah, people don't want to talk about, but that's what we need to talk about. You need to constantly watch and pray and stay alert. Because this is not a game. Every day, every minute, every second, somebody's leaving here. Life is like a vapor. You're here for a moment and then vanishes away. It's like a bubble in the water. Just pop. Just burst, you know? Oh, my God, how many will stand in this last hour for righteousness, for the truth? You got to stand. Somebody got to stand in this last hour. You need to be examining ourselves, see where we are. Oh, my God, it's getting late in the evening. The sun is going down, y'all. And the Bible says that once you're dead, it's too late. It's a work while it's day. Because when night comes, no man can work. When death comes, you can't work. Now we're going to read in Mark. Would you read Mark chapter 4, verse 5, yeah. Last week, one of the young ladies told me, say, you get like faster. Well, we were taught really good. I went on and on with scriptures and scriptures, but this week we're going to see what the Lord say. Whatever he say, that's what we're going to do. It's not our will, but thy will. That's what we say. Lord, not my will, but thy will be done. You know, I mean, we can go and we'll go and do whatever we want to do for hours and hours at a time and won't complain. The word of God is going to stand, y'all. We got to get it. You got to get the word on the inside. Because, see, there's going to come a time when you won't be able to get to the word. You got to hide this word right now in your heart. Hide the word in your heart so you'll be able to stand. And having done all to remain standing, because there coming a time, like I said, when you know you ain't going to be able to get to the Bible. I mean, right now, a lot of people could be picking up your Bible, but you're picking up everything but the word. But I'm telling you, Jesus is soon to come. Okay.
Mark 4 and verses 35, verse 35 says, and the same day when the even was come, and he said unto them, let us pass over unto the other side.
Okay. Here, Jesus was on a boat or the ship, and he was going to go to the other side. Go ahead.
And
with his disciples, I'm sorry.
And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there was also with him other little ships.
All right.
And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full.
So there was a storm that came. And when I was reading this scripture, I was thinking about, you know, I think it was in 2015, I heard Trump talking about the same title that's in this Bible that talks about Jesus calming the storm, and he's saying the calm before the storm. See, the devil's always trying to use God's word. He'll take bits and pieces and try to use God's word. You know, like they're saying, order out of chaos. Oh, no. You can't get no order out of chaos. What you get out of chaos is more chaos and more confusion. And that's what we're living in today, a land that's full of confusion and chaos and evil, the devil and demons taking over the land. Point that we give our life to Christ, you won't have that to worry about. You'll be safe in Christ's arm, in his arm. Now, I told y'all, I'm not no preacher. I'm just speaking on the word of God.
And this is verse 38. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow.
He was in the back of the ship. Jesus was in the back of the ship, and he was asleep. Okay.
And they awake him.
And the disciples awaken him. Okay, shaking him. Okay, there was a storm. And we got storms around us right now. If you don't have Christ in your life, there's a storm in your life. And it's raging to destroy your life. But Christ came to give you life today. He wants to shake you before the storm. But in the midst of the storm, he will save you. If you call out to him, cry out to him, say, Lord, save my soul today.
And say unto him, Master, carest not that we perish?
The disciples said, Lord, wake up. Wake up. Do you not care that we perish? One scripture says, another term, he said, Master, Master, carest not that we perish? The other one says, Master, Master, we perish? Another one says, save us, we perish. But no, he don't want you to perish. He come to give us life. Life more abundant. He sent his only begotten son, Jesus Christ. He's the one that was on the boat. He came here. He lived. He walked on the earth. Just like we walking. He's our pastor. He walked upon the face of the earth. He went and he healed the sick and the brokenhearted and those that was, you know, well, had demons and, you know, and spirits going on the inside of them. He delivered them. And he wants to deliver you today. He don't want you to perish. No. They said, Master, do you care not that we perish? Do you care not that we die in our sin? No. Go ahead.
And he arose and rebuked the wind.
Oh, my God. They didn't know who they had on the ship when they woke him up. So he arose up. He got up. And go ahead.
And rebuked the wind.
And he rebuked the wind and the wave that was beating up against that ship. And he wanted to rebuke and destroy those demons that's in you today. Just like the raging sea. Things are raging in people's lives. That, I mean, they're addicted to alcohol and they're addicted to drugs and sexual addiction. It's so many demonic spirits and wicked spirits in the land. God wants to set you free. You know, he wants to deliver you today. There's a storm in your life. That's a storm. And I was researching. I said, Lord, I mean, it seems like every time you turn around, somebody, you know, driving, that's intoxicated, you know, with wine and liquor and beer and everything, you know. And they don't think they just go and get behind the wheel and take people's lives. And a lot of times, they don't die. It's the person, the innocent person, that lose their lives. And I was looking up and I said, Lord, it's a lot of people that's being killed from people driving the wrong way and up and down the street, you know what I'm saying, from alcoholics. And do you not know that there's a statistic say there's about 20 million alcoholics. And it's probably more than that. Because everybody, you know, you don't know who's drinking and who's not, but a statistic got 20 million. That's a lot of people. That's a demonic spirit that want to take over your life, want to control your life. You know, people are so depressed and stressed, and they figure that the answer is in the alcohol, the answer is in the weed and the, you know, the drugs and things that you're opening up your spirit to. But the Bible said that in this wind and in this storm and in this rain, God came and gave them peace. He stopped the storm. And he can stop the storms in your life today that's raging in your life today. Homes that are breaking up, you know, people that are just destroying people's lives, you know. He wants to change you. He wants to shaking you and awaken you out of your slumber today. There's a raging sea on the inside of you. But just like when they went to shake him and wake him up, and he got up to the wind and spoke to the rain, and he said,
peace be still.
Peace be still. Oh, my God, you can't have peace until you get Jesus. He'll calm the raging seas in your life. Some people, you know, have had things that happen in your life over the time. Some, you know, been raped, and some been, you know, lost a loved one, and, you know, and felt like you just couldn't take it and felt like you just couldn't go on in life. And you feel like, you know, you try to drink it away, you try to smoke it away. You know, you sex in the way, I mean, any kind of way, whatever the enemy tells your mind, your thought, you just indulge in it. Everything but what you need. Jesus came to save you from your sin. Whatever that's holding you, folding your life, the stress and, you know, depression. It's a lot of mental illness going on around about us, y'all. People don't know which way to go, which way to turn, you know. The enemy just trying to worry and tear at your mind, the battles of your mind. That's a raging sea in your life. These are battles. And the only way you can fight it is through the word of God. And that's what the devil don't want us to get into, the word of God. He don't want you to read your word. He don't want you to read the Bible. He don't want you to call on the name of Jesus, because there's power in the name of Jesus. Those disciples realized there was power in the name of Jesus. That's why they're waking Jesus up. Don't you care they were panicking? Oh, my God. But he got up and he spoke. He spoke the word. He said, peace, be still. Everything ceased. The wind and the waves cease. I can imagine lightning, you know, flashing, you know. But he said, peace, be still. Three words, peace, be still. And he wants to give you peace today. He's the only way you can get peace. It ain't no peace here on this earth. You know, they're talking about the Nobel Prize, Peace Prize,
Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah. You know, each president, every time they come into office, talking about peace. We got to get together. Oh, no. No, Ain't going to be no peace until the Prince of Peace returns. And the word of God said, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. You might say, well, the government take care of me. I got food stamps. I get welfare check. And, you know, the government taking care of me. But no, honey. All this stuff here is gonna fade away. It's going down. And some of it's going down right now. I heard some of these people ain't getting their food stamps. Who you gonna trust? Who you gonna depend on? You're depending on the wrong government. The government gonna be upon his show. Oh yes, he's soon to return. He's King of Kings and he's Lord of Lords. Oh yes, he is. And he said, everything's going to bow and every tongue going to confess. You need to confess now. Confess and forsake your sins now. Whatever the devil has to offer you, oh, my God. If you just turn to Jesus, you'd be like, I should have gave my life to the Lord a long time ago. He's the best thing that ever could happen to you. Oh, he wants to kill, steal, and destroy your life. Don't let him do it. Try Jesus. You're trying everything else. Like I said, you try alcohol. You try smoking it away. You try drinking it away. You try all kinds. Even some people addicted to food. They just sit and eat. Guards. You know, yourself, you're just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. You know what I'm saying? That's the sin in your life. But God, he wants to give you peace today. In your raging sea, he wants to give you peace today. Continue to read.
Peace be still, and the wind ceased.
It stopped.
And there was a great calm.
Mm-hmm.
And he said unto them, why are ye so fearful?
Mm-hmm. He was talking to the disciples. Now, even though Jesus did all that, you know, he stood up and told, peace be still. They still were afraid. They still didn't know who he really was, you know. Go ahead.
Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith?
No faith. Would you just grab a little bit of faith today and say, Lord, I done tried everything, but I'm going to grab hold to this faith in your word today. That I heard that, you know, faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. I'm going to grab hold to you today. I'm going to try you today. I'm going to let my faith be built on you today. They say, you had to have a mustard seed for faith. And that was a very, very small seed. It's so small, you can't even take it up. It's so small. So we can just grab hold to a little bit of faith today. We're here at the Ready Church. We just want to help you to be ready. Jesus is coming. I tell you, violence is filling the land, and everything is just continuously evil, y'all. The love of many are waxing cold. Continue to read, son.
And they feared exceedingly,
mm-hmm.
and said to one another, what manner of man is this that even the wind and sea obey him?
See, they didn't even know. Oh, my God, how powerful. You know, what
what kind of man is this? What kind of man is this? That even if you would speak to the wind and the waves of the sea, and it just, do I know another man like that? I don't know no man like that here. I mean, these people are worshiping these pastors and preachers everywhere. But you know man like that. I don't know, can Jake stop the wind? Say, peace be still. Oh, my God. And they're just worshiping all these men and women of the earth. You're putting your trust in the wrong hand, in the man's hand. Put your trust in the hands of the man that made the man. How about that? Put your trust in Jesus. He's the Son of the living God. He wants to live inside of you today. Trust him. Trust him. Oh, I said it's getting late. It's getting late. Demons are real, y'all. Let's go to the next chapter. Chapter 5, verse 1. Demons are real. We're going to hear about these demons now. You just heard, how powerful our God is. He's an awesome God. He's a mighty God. I don't know nobody. I mean, man might can dictate, the weather pattern, but who made the weather? Who made the wind? Who made the rain? Who made us? It's he that made us. Not we ourselves. Ain't no man made themselves. They want to be God. God give you a little bit of knowledge, gave man a little bit of knowledge, They can make a train and a plane and skyscrapers and all these things. But you can't make man. God is the creator of everything. We need to get our focus back, y'all. Jesus is soon to come. We need to get back in the word of God. Say, search me, Lord. Turn the light from heaven on my soul. Find anything. I'm quite sure he can find some things in us that's just pleasing unto him. Things that are raging, causing the sea in your life. But Jesus can say, peace be still.
Mark chapter 5.
Yes.
Verse 1. And they came over unto the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes.
Now, this is the same one. They was on the boat for Jesus. And they went over to the other side. Okay, so now they done got over there in Galilee. Was it Galilee? Over there near Gadarene is near Galilee. Okay, go ahead.
Different pronunciations, variations of it. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit.
Now see, Jesus has come to see, and now he's on the other side. He's over there in Galilean, over there in near Galilee. So now here is a man that's coming up to him, and what he said? When the man met him out of the tomb, this man was living in a graveyard. Out of the tomb. Well, why are people going to the graveyard? People don't want to go to the graveyard. But this man was living in the graveyard. This man came out of the tomb with an unclean spirit, with a demon, with a demonic spirit inside of him. Go ahead.
Who had his dwelling among the tombs.
He had been living in that graveyard, y'all, with the dead. Do nobody want to go out there and live? I see people now, they going to the graveyard, they giving flowers and putting food down, and they're praying and they're talking to the dead. All the things that the book of Deuteronomy told us not to do, they doing it. I think we need to go there right quick. Hold that. Let's go to Deuteronomy. I mean, we're doing some things here that God has not told us to do. We got to obey God's word. We ain't got no business in the graveyard, y'all. Thank you. We're going as we're laying here. We pray that we're about sorcery and we ain't supposed to be in that graveyard. This man was living in the graveyard with the dead folks, you know? To tell the truth, he might have felt a little safer than some of these living among the living, huh? But the Bible tells us not to do that, you know? I mean, we should not be in the graveyard, you know, talking to the dead, talking to your dead loved ones and stuff. Come on, y'all. You know, over here in America, we didn't do that. Yeah, over there in Japan and China and places like that, they walking all through the city with dragons and, you know, and demonic spirits and, you know, and stuff. Come on. Now, we're not talking to no dead, and we definitely won't feed and trying to feed the dead. The dead can't eat. Dead things don't move, y'all. Y'all need to stop it. We need to get back to the Word of God. Let me tell you. I mean, come on now. We need to get our focus back right. I've been around a long time, you know. I might be getting a little old, but I'm still here, you know. And I thank God he's still keeping me.
There should not be found.
There should not be found. That means you should not be doing this. Y'all listen to this. You should not.
There should not be found among you anyone that make his son or his daughter to pass through the fire.
All right.
Or they use a divination or an observer of time.
That's witchcraft. That's going to the psychic. They're, you know, messing with these Ouija boards and all this stuff. Come on now.
Or in cancer. Or witch.
Witch.
Or trauma.
You know, in biblical times, they had witches. They were stoning them. God has given you grace and mercy. And I'm telling you, he's giving you grace and mercy. He wants to save any and everybody. He don't want any to perish. The book of Deuteronomy 30 and 19 said what? I'd rather that you choose life over death. The wages of sin, the pay for sin is death, y'all. Stop playing. He says it's abomination. He hates that. When he says it's abomination, those are things that God hates. We're supposed to hate what God hates and love what God loves. And we're supposed to tell the truth. Jesus loved the truth. He wants to tell the truth. Go ahead and finish reading that.
Or trauma or consulted with familiar spirits.
Demons. Devils. Witchcraft. Witches, warlocks, wizards.
Or wizard, or necromancer.
A necromancer. You think you're talking to your dead loved one. Oh, my God. The Word of God says abomination. Abomination. He don't like it. And that's exactly what he's doing, abominating this nation, destroying this nation. A bomb is going to bomb this nation. The filthiness. You know, the doing whatever you want to do. No, it's not doing what you want to do. We have got to follow the Word of God if you want to be saved. We got to live according to the Word of God. A clean life, a righteous life, a holy life, a life that's separated from the world. Is the church and the world coming together in and everything going, you know, humping, bumping, crumping, all this lion dancing and all this stuff in God's house singing secular songs from, you know, reason and all, come on. Jesus is the reason for every season. Come on.
For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord.
But, you know, it's all right for her over there, and it's all right for that one over there. But, you know, it's a what?
For all.
I don't care who you are. I don't care where you come from. I don't care how great you think your name is. Nobody's name is greater than Jesus. God's only son. He came to restore us back where Adam and Eve fell by disobeying God's word, and they were put out of the garden for disobeying God's word. And we're right back there today, these pastors, and oh, my God, they've been hired to destroy you. Money to destroy you. They betrayed Jesus. Just like Judas betrayed Jesus. They betrayed Jesus. And they're betraying you. They're using you. Why we got so much confusion and chaos in the world? Because man has disobeyed God. And the Bible says rebellion is as a form of witchcraft. That's what's in America. Witchcraft in America. The money spent is everywhere. You got to watch and pray everywhere you go. The word of God says watch and pray. They go together. Watch and pray. To the abomination. These are abominations. Did you finish reading it?
And because of these abominations,
because of doing these things, talking to the dead, visiting the dead, taking balloons down there that they don't know that they're there. They can't see them. And they can't hear you. You might as well be talking from home. Well, really, you ain't supposed to be doing it at all anyway. But I'm just saying, you might as well be talking at home to somebody else because, hey, they don't hear you out there. The dead can't praise him. Go ahead.
Because of these abominations.
Abominations.
The Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee.
Driving you right out from him. From him. You got to live righteous. You got to live a holy life. Separated from this world. The word of God said we're in this world, but we're not of this world. We should not be doing the same thing that the world is doing. How are you going to lead anybody to Christ and you're doing the same thing that you were doing from the start? People looking at the church and people don't even know which way to go. I mean, people having problems, and that's where they're supposed to be able to go, to the house of God and listen to the man of God, because the Bible said faith cometh by hearing the word of God, but if the preacher ain't preaching the word of God, how are you going to hear the word of God? How are you going to know who to put your trust and your faith in? Your hope is in Jesus. Put your hope in the word of God. Read it for yourself. If the preachers ain't preaching it, get it for yourself. Read the word of God. Hide your faith in the word. And get off Facebook and Instagram and all this other mess. Seek ye the Lord. Why he may be found? Why he's near? Why he's close to you? Why he's tugging your heart? He's tugging your heart today. He wants to save you. He wants to cleanse you. He wants to live inside of you. You finished?
Yes. Thou shalt be perfect with the Lord thy God.
Only. You be perfect. When he's talking about perfection, he's talking about living according to his word. That's how we be perfect. In the word. In the word of God. Not that we are perfect, but we're being made, being perfected. By the word of God and living according to the word of God. Search me, Lord. Search me, Lord. Search me. I'm working for the truth and brother. I'm going to search you personally. What is it in me, Lord, creating me a clean heart? Me. Take the coals. Place on my lips. Lord, cleanse me. Some of y'all, I mean, cousin Christian. What in the world? Oh, no. You're not a Christian. Mm-mm. He said, behold, all things become new. Your mouth will come new, too. It'll come clean. Because the word of righteousness will clean you from the wrongness, from the filthiness of this world. We're in this world, but not of this world. And if you're running with the crowd, everybody, oh, that must be Jesus over there. Oh, it's mega church, mega this. It's a mega mess. That's what it is. Because the Bible says many shall be deceived, and many are being deceived. If you think you could do whatever you want to do, say whatever you want to say, go wherever you want to go, it's not God. Because, see, the Bible said, not my will, but thy will be done. You know, no more I, but Christ that lives in me. Not my way, but thy way, Lord. Not my will, but thy will be done. Oh, my God. Now, let's get back to Mark. Thank you. I think we were at verse 2. Because we're talking about the unclean spirit. The demons, the devils. Still demons and devils out here. Watch yourself. Watch who you connected to. Watch everything, everybody. The Bible says even your own household. Say your enemy, your foe will be in your house. Watch everything. Everybody in your house don't love you. You got to watch. The Bible says, the mother against daughter, father against son. Come on, brother against sister, mother-in-law against daughter-in-law. Come on. Everybody kissing you ain't loving you either. The Judas kiss. Watch who kissing you. Oh, my God. Read, son.
Okay. We left off at verse. We read verse 2.
Okay.
But it says, and when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tomb and with. Let's see. Start again. Sorry. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him.
No man could.
No, not with chains.
Mm-hmm. This man lived in the tomb. And now we're dead for the dead. So even, I guess they probably had been there, somebody had been there to try to tame him, try to, you know, to hold him. Try to chain him down. But those demonic spirits, the chain couldn't even hold him. I don't know if you ever seen anybody that's been demon possessed. I have been on a service. When I first got saved, young lady was, there was a singing group. And we were in service, and the pastor, the speaker for that week, the revivalist, which was named George Copeland. And at that time, look, don't ask me how he is now, but back then, okay, the Spirit of the Lord was in the place. Because a lot of people don't turn away. You know, a lot of people were walking with God, no longer walking with him. But God used, you know, he still was using people. You know, he still speaks through people, you know, that, you know, well.
Avails themselves to him.
That avails themselves to him. But, so like I say, I ain't no preacher, but I know how to live right. That's one thing. And that's all I need to know is to live, know how to live right, live righteous living. I can tell you how to live right. And I can show you. Because the Bible said not only be a hearer of the word, but we got to be a doer of the word that we, you know, that we are speaking. We're supposed to be light and salt in the earth. Somebody will see your light shining, but it's so much darkness now. I mean, darkness in the church, darkness everywhere. Turn the lights on.
And it says, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains,
mm-hmm.
and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broke into pieces. Neither could any man tame him.
It says, oh, go ahead. It says, no man could tame this man. But I want to get back to the story. But what I was going to say is, you know, for the enemy here come in and try to take, you know, take your thoughts and all that, no, the devil's a liar. But I'm going to tell that story because this young lady, she was maybe about 18 or, you know, somewhere in there. And she was singing with her mom. And it was a family group. And we was at church, and the pastor, the speaker for that week was a revivalist, and he called them up. He called the family up. He wanted to pray for them. And he laid his hands on this young girl, and all of a sudden, this young lady, she started screaming and hollering, and it came out her mouth another voice. And she looked at her mama. She said, "I hate you." I mean, oh, my God. And the mother looked at her. She could not believe this. This is her daughter. You know, there was a family group singing. And all of a sudden, the preacher praying for her. And all of a sudden, the girl looked around, and you should have saw her eyes and her body. Oh, my God. She just, oh, they were trying to hold her and chain her. I mean, you know, not with chain, but holding her, connecting with people, you know, trying to, you know, restrain her. This young lady said, "I hate my mother." And her mother did not even know that her daughter felt that way about her. And the way, I mean, it just took so many men in that church that night. The chairs were swinging. I can see it now. The chairs just were swinging everywhere. And she was just, they couldn't hardly control her. And she was hollering and roaring and talking in another voice and just saying stuff. That was a demon. And she was up there singing about Jesus. But the devil was in there, and her mother didn't even know that her daughter hated her. That spirit came in some door. You can be around people and not even know that they hate you. So that's what I'm saying. Everybody, you know, that you think loving you ain't loving you. It's a time like never before. Demonic spirits, as in that time, and that was like, 40-some years ago. But I'll never forget. Demons are real, y'all. Demonic spirits are real. And Jesus is real. And he wants to deliver you today. This man was in the tomb. He was living with the dead. He was living around dead things, dead bodies, in the tomb. And I've seen people, I tell you, it's another church, I forgot what it called itself, but they go and they sit around the tombs and they smoke weed.
You know, we did them on the Reddit church.
Mm-hmm.
Smoking weed. And the tomb, around the dead bodies, dead tombstones. And they said it's God. I'm telling you, it's a mess out here. Y'all better read the word. Y'all better run like never before and try to get all you can of the word of God, because there's going to come a time you won't want it and you can't get it. You can't find it. That's why you won't be able to get it. Even in some, you know, countries right now, Bibles are being banned. People, you know how blessed you are to still be able to pick up a Bible or get a word from somewhere? You know, a Bible from somewhere, the Dollar Tree somewhere, the thrift store somewhere. Oh, my God. Run. Grab the word of God. Them cell phones going to run out, too. You know, and if the battery go dead, you out. You need to pick up the word of God. It's a shame, the stuff that's taking place in God's house today. We're no longer picking up the Bible. You got computers and laptops and all that in God's house. Still is the word of God, the Bible. And then these preachers, look, how is it that the preachers are taking, not using the Bibles, but they're making Bibles? Do that make sense? It don't make sense anyway, because you shouldn't be making no Bible either, because God's word is enough. It's everything you need. God's word has it. It don't. We don't need no Jake Bible. We don't need no gay Bible. We don't need no Joel Osteen Bible. We don't need none of that. We can stick to the King James Version. And Jake has something to say about that. Come and stick with the donkey over the NIV. Ain't that something? And people don't even know. You need to study. That Bible you got in your hand, you need to go and investigate where it came from. How about that? Because the devil got his footprint in it and everything he can. Do some research. See where your NIV came from. See who's behind it. I'm sick with the King James. Okay, Jake, I'll be the donkey then. Read.
Okay. And verse 5, Mark chapter 5, verse 5, and always night and day he was in the mountains and in the tombs crying and cutting himself with stones.
Oh, my God. Demonic spirits, y'all. Demonic spirits are real. Do you not know people are sitting around cutting their stuff? I had that encounter with a young lady also from our church. Cutting your flesh. Those demons. He have you doing things. He takes over your mind. Have you doing things to your body that you should not be doing. You should not be cutting up your flesh. But those demonic spirits on the inside, things you don't pick up, things you don't open up your spirit to, through your eye gates and your ear gates, the music, and you know, and just things you look at, you know, demonic movies and all this stuff. And you sit there and your spirit's soaking in all that stuff. Just like they say music. To go into you without you even knowing what you, and I know you ought to know that, because sometimes you'll be right in the store, you can be in a mall, and all of a sudden you start singing that same song, or you not even be thinking about the song, and you'll hear it, and then you just start singing it. The power of music. The power of demonic spirits. Watch and pray, y'all. We're just trying to help you hear the ready church. Have you been ready when Jesus comes? Read, son.
But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him.
But that man got set free. He knew that there was something about Jesus like nobody else he had been around. Do you know that? If you try Jesus, oh, my God, something about that name of Jesus, y'all should know it. Because when you mention that name, everything changed. People get upset with you. They hate you because of the name of Jesus. They hate you even if you walk around with a shirt on with say Jesus. Hate you if you got a Bible in your hand. And you're trying to witness to them. You got tracts in your hand, trying to pass it to them. The name of Jesus, there's something about the name of Jesus. This man recognized there was something about this man of Jesus. Something about him. And even that man that was in the tomb, lived among the dead, recognized that this man was different than any other man he had been around. And he ran to him. Oh, my God. Come on. Climb. He ran to him. Said this man was naked. He didn't even have his clothes on. In one of the scriptures, that man was naked. Let's look in, let's look at. Here's Luke in 24. Something about Jesus, y'all. When he touched you, all your life will never be the same. This man realized that he was naked and he was, you know, his mind wasn't right, you know. you probably, you know, need to go to a mental institute. What is his name? You know, it's something about Jesus and what it's on. Oh, beautiful. It's something about the name. Yeah. Jesus. Power in that name. Deliverance in that name. Healing in that name. Lord. Did you look at Matthew? Isn't it in there? That one? Luke 8 and 27.
And when he went forth to land, there met him out of the city a certain man,
mm-hmm.
which had the devils long time. Were no clothes, neither board in any house, but in the tomb.
Ain't that something? This man was naked. Oh, my God. Living in a tomb. Naked man. In a tomb. Didn't even know he didn't have no clothes on. Because, see, when your mind, you know, your mind not right, you don't know what you're doing. You don't know who around you or nothing. You don't know nothing when you're crazy. You know, when you lose your mind. The word of God said, I will keep thee in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. If you give your mind, your heart, your soul to Jesus, oh, you'll never be the same. You'll never be the same. When you tried everything and everything else failed, try Jesus. Go ahead.
And when he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him and with a loud voice said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thy Son of God Most High?
He knew. He knew. He said, he knew.
What have I to do with thee, Jesus?
They knew
son
who he was.
Of God.
The Son of God. The yes. devil knew. Did you see that? The devil knew that he was the Son of God. And the devil knows. You know, you ought to know. You can get to know Jesus. Because the devil recognized who he was. And
I beseech thee, torment me not.
He started praying. The devil's praying now, y'all. Did you hear that?
I beseech thee, torment me not.
Torment me not. He begging now.
For he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man.
Jesus. Something about the name Jesus. Oh, he command. He command, just like he did the waves of the sea. He command. He just spoke it. And what happened?
For all besides it had caught him, and he was kept bound with chains and in fetters,
mm-hmm.
and he broke the bands,
mm-hmm.
and was driven out, was driven of the devil into the wilderness.
Into the wilderness.
And Jesus asked him, saying, what is thy name? And he said, Legion, because many devils were entered into him.
Many demons was in this man. He said, there are legions. There's a many of us. As a matter of fact, the word of God said it was like 2,000. 2,000 demons in this man. Go ahead.
And they besought him that he would not command them to go out into the deep.
Now he begging. He begging. The devil's begging. Some demons begging. Jesus, they don't want to go to hell. They begging Jesus. They don't want to go to hell. Please don't. And the demons, Lord have mercy, didn't want to go to hell. But folks, people, don't think you want to go either. Go ahead.
And there was a herd of many swine feeding on the mountains.
Oh, my God. Just imagine. A herd of them. They said it was a lot of them. It was like 2,000. Go ahead.
And there was a herd of many swine feeding on the mountains, and they besought him that he would suffer them to enter into them.
Begging.
And he suffered them.
Begging.
Then went the devils out of the man.
He gave them what they asked for.
And entered into the swine.
They went into the pig, the hog.
And the herd ran violently down the steep place into the lake.
They didn't even want the demons.
And were choked.
Oh, my God. Even the hogs didn't want it. The demons. They didn't want to go to hell, and the hogs didn't want them in hell either. Oh, my God. Don't you want them demons out today? He even gave the devil his request. So you know what I'm saying? Even no matter how bad you have been, what you have done, you may have murdered somebody. You may have just done some devilish things. But he will hear you today. And he will save you. He will save you today. He will change you today. He will put your past in the past. You put it in the sea. Like they jumped in this from home, went into the water. Where them hogs go? They went over the mountain and what? Over the cliff and went into the sea. And you know, as I was reading that, I tell you, I'm not no preacher, like I said, but I got to thinking about that. I said, the demons didn't want to go to hell, and the hogs didn't want the demons in them. And where did they go? They went in the water. So, you know, I was getting to think, you know, in some areas, you know, everybody's talking about something in the water. Yeah, I wonder what's in the water. Demons in the water. Devils in the water. That's what's in the water. Troubles in the water. That's what's in the water. Stay away from the water and come to the fountain of Jesus Christ. Come to the bread, get the bread of life. He wants to save you. He wants to make you whole today. When you tried everything and everything is failed, try Jesus. We're here at the Ready Church just trying to help you to get the picture. The handwriting is on the wall. It's right before your face. The Bible says, choose you this day whom you will serve. Don't you see the evil? Don't you see the wickedness? Don't you see it in the land? Don't you hear about it every day? Don't you see the enemy killing, stealing, and destroying people every day? Rappers and just everybody wanting to be famous, want a name. We should be searching for the name of Jesus. It'll all be worth it. The name of Jesus to save your soul. Your soul is the most valuable thing that you have is your soul. And people are exchanging everything for their soul. They for fame and fortune. Your soul? Oh, my God. You're going to spend eternity somewhere. I pray that you make Jesus your choice today. I pray that you make heaven your home. I pray that you would, that the word of God would stir you today. I know you see all these demonic spirits everywhere. I mean, humping, bumping, crumping everywhere, shooting, killing everywhere, lying spirits everywhere. You can't trust nobody. The word ain't no good today. People make you promises, and before the end of the day, the promise gone. Put no trust in man, but please put your trust in the true and living God. We here at the Ready Church, just trying to help you to be ready. Like I said, I'm not no preacher, but I love the Lord and I love his word. And, you know, I'm trying to live all I know. I pray that I'll make a difference in somebody's life, that you will waken from your slumber, from your sleep, see what's happening around about you, and say, Lord, save me before time is too late. As I said, I have my son here with me today, and I don't know, he might want to elaborate or say something. Jesus soon to come. Anything you want to say, son? I thank God for my children, from the oldest to the youngest, my grandchildren, from the oldest to the youngest, friends, family, even my enemies. I pray that you hear the word of life and change, and you won't even be my enemy no more. But anyway, we here at the Ready Church, we love you. We're praying for you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you and praise you. For your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Continue to minister to us that we may minister to those around about us. Help us to be a light and salt in the midst of the darkness, God. We pray in the name of Jesus that you'll stir our hearts and minds today. We pray for the sensitive nation that have turned their hearts away from truth and gone into error, oh God. We pray for those that are false prophets and false teachers and leaders today. We pray that you would chop their trees down like Nebuchadnezzar, God, that they would come to their senses, be clothed in the right mind so they can get back to you, God, before time is too late. And we pray for each and every one today that you won't let them rest until they say, what must I do to be saved? In Jesus' name, we here at the Ready Church. God bless you. Love you. And the devil is defeated. God is exalted. The Holy Spirit is still present in the earth today. And
do you have to say,
oh, yes. God bless you.
Let
ready
me
to
be ready. To me and ask me to surrender it completely. Lord, how can I say I love you? Put other things above you, you forgive me. We know the only way to live is learning how to die. Cause then and only then will you be Lord of my life. There's a price to pay, a debt to die. There's a crown to gain, a joy to find, when I totally commit myself to you. Not my will, but mine be done. Lord, I wanna be just like your son, undeservedly surrendered now to you. There's so many ways that I can go. Away from you, I'd be alone. I know you know what's best, so not my will, but thine be done. If there be any other